meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Friday to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMIE right here in Cocoa, Florida. You have tuned in to the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I want you to know this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I want you to know that God is still on the throne. We've been talking about that for the past several broadcasts. I want you to know that has not changed, and that every prayer that you have prayed, God has listened to, He has heard. I believe that today is going to be a glorious day for you in the name of the Lord. So do not be discouraged. Do not fear. God is working all things together for the good of those that love Him and to those who are called according to His purpose. Today I want to say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you need block or concrete work done, give them a call. I've had them do both. I've had them do block work. I've had them do concrete work. And they are very, very good at what they do. And I would encourage you to give them a call if you've got a project that you don't know how to do, because they do. I have found that sometimes the lessons that I've got to learn in order to do a project the correct way, I would have been better off just funding that and allowing somebody else to do it, someone who is an expert in their field. And so they have decades of experience. They know all of the strengths and the codes and reinforcements and all of that sort of stuff. They have the connections, the work ethic, and the expertise to do your job right the very first time. 321-536-5804. And like I've told you before, I was dealing with a contractor one time and said, you know, hey, I would like for you to use our concrete guy. And he called his concrete guy and came back and told me, he said, I found out that my concrete guy is your concrete guy. And it's always nice when the professionals, you know, I know quite a few construction people, and they like to deal with people who know what they're doing. And I can tell you they've worked on some very high-profile jobs here in Brevard County through the years, and they will do a great job for you. 321-536-5804, and if you tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, that would be greatly appreciated. Tomorrow morning from 10 until noon, we are going to be having the second of a teaching series that one of our men is teaching. It's called Praying the Heart of the Father. It's really kind of a groundbreaking ceremony type thing for our prayer room that we've got, that we've set aside. It's been used for a lot lesser purposes through the years, but it is a prayer room now. And we're from 10 until noon in the fellowship hall, or if the crowds get enough that we got a social distance to go to the sanctuary, we will make the transition over there. But if you'd like to join us, 165 North Grove Street, for that tomorrow, you're more than welcome to. We will see you then. Also, if you are looking for a church home, we would like to invite you out to Merit Assembly of God. This is my personal invitation to you. 165 North Grove Street, and we preach the word, we love God, we love people, and we are here to be a blessing. And so we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. 9:30 is Sunday school, 10:30 is our worship service, and we are going to continue pressing on for the glory of God. I want to take you today to Matthew, the 21st chapter. Matthew, the 21st chapter. And I got to go back here and find what I did with all of my notes here. I had them. There it is. When you got too many pieces of paper and you start shuffling things around, sometimes you bury that which is supposed to be on the top. So Matthew chapter 21, I'm going to read this passage so that you will understand the context. And then we're going to go back and we're going to look back at the original passage in the Old Testament to get a fuller picture of what God is doing here in this case. Matthew, the 21st chapter, verse number 12, it says this: Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. So the thing I want to begin talking with you about today is this: God's house. God's house. The minor prophet Haggai was sent by God to confront the people because they had spent all of their time, all of their resources, and their efforts building luxurious homes for themselves. In the meanwhile, God's house was being neglected. A lot of people have that mindset, well, that ought to be good enough for God. And really, the revelation that we need to be working towards, embracing, is that God deserves our very best. Now, I'm a function guy. If you want to know about me, I'm function. Aesthetics are not my biggest asset. I have to delegate and lean hard onto other people to make sure that it's going to look the way that I you know that it should look. And even then, even sometimes when I leave it to the professionals, it doesn't come out looking as exactly the way that I wanted it to. So for 27 years, we have been working to make Merit Assembly of God the very best that it could be. Not extravagant. You know, some people do extravagant just for extravagance sake. We want God's house to be the best that it could be because it's His house. It's His house. And so when we celebrate a person transitioning into eternity, we remind them that the Gospel of John says that there is a place prepared for them and that Jesus is going to come and take us to be with Him forever. It's a place prepared for us. So for all of our kids, they were within reason allowed to decorate their room so that it reflected that it was their room. So what does God's house really look like? Okay, so when we just painted our church this year, and we went with a color scheme it had never been before, and here's what I found: no matter what color you paint it, somebody is not going to like it. I remember that when we painted it the previous time, that somebody came up and he said, "Why did you paint it that color?" You know, that wasn't somebody from our church. It was just somebody that was there. "Well, why did you paint it that color?" Well, I could tell you why I painted it that color. Because there was a business in our community that has practically limitless resources, and they went out and they would do the professional research, and they went out and painted their building that color. And so I drove by and I said, that's the color that I've had in my spirit. That's the concept. And so we went and we talked to the representative there and said, any way you can find out what that color is, because that's exactly the color that we were looking for. And the reason that we did that is, why should I pay for consultation dollars when there's somebody there that could say, you know what, this is going to be what the color that is going to make your facility appealing to the people at that time. And then they came along and painted it another color, and they paint their structure more frequently than we paint ours. What can I say? But we've painted it. We need to reflect that it is God's house. So I want to take you back to Isaiah chapter 56. Now, we've already been through Isaiah verse by verse to a large extent, if not verse by verse, concept by concept. So I want to begin reading in Isaiah chapter 56 and verse number 3. Because this is the passage that is the foundation that Jesus' actions there in Matthew chapter 21. Verse number 3, do not let the son of the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. Nor let the eunuch say, here I am a dry tree, for thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath and choose what please hold fast my covenant, even to them I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than that of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the foreigner who join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord to be his servants, everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant, even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. The Lord God who gathers the outcasts of Israel says, yet I will gather to him others besides those who are gathered to him. So let's begin to look at this. And, you know, there's been a lot of shortcomings historically in God's house. Not because of God, but because of God's people. So let me, as the pastor of Merit Assembly of God, declare the truth of God and ask this question, who is welcome at God's house? Who is welcome in God's house? And so I want you to know that the answer from the Word of God and the answer at Merit Assembly of God is absolutely everybody. Absolutely everybody. Doesn't matter what race, what language, worship around the throne room of heaven is an international event that takes place. People are going to be worshiping from every tribe, every tongue, every nation, which means every people group. Okay? So let me tell you that's who is welcome here. And so in verse number 3, it says, do not let the son of the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. What he was saying is, because of who my parents were, I am not allowed to be part of the people of God. And God said, don't say that. Do not permit that declaration to take place. But you've got to see there that it is a person who was not only from a different background than what the people of Israel were accustomed to, but this was a person from a different background who said, I am going to join myself to the Lord. I am going to walk in covenant obedience to God. And yet he was saying, there are things that I'm not allowed to do because of my background. I want you to know that God's house is not about your past. It's about your forgiveness, and it's about your empowerment to live the life God wants you to lead in the days to come. Now, I want you to know, everybody's welcome, but it's God's house. So you don't get to bring the customs from outside of God's house into God's house and expect God's house to change to fit that culture. It's God's house. It's not my house, and it's not your house. So I have people all the time, well, you know, not continually but through the years, I have continually had people that said, this is what God's house needs to be. The only thing is, let me put it to you in this very real illustration. One Sunday, after the service was over, I was talking with this group of people, and a lady, she since passed away, she came up to me and she said, Pastor, is there anything that we can do about the sound in the church? It is so quiet, I can't hear anything. Okay, now here was the reality. She was hard of hearing, and so she wasn't able to hear, and so she was wanting us to turn up the volume so that she could hear better. Okay, I got no problem with anybody hearing better, and I will tell you that I don't need a microphone. The only reason we use a microphone at church is because of recording and live streaming and things like that. So I said, well, you know, we can certainly take a look at that. The very next person, I mean, was standing behind this person, not listening in our conversation, but they were waiting to talk to me. Same Sunday, and that person came up to me and said, Pastor, is there anything that we can do about the sound? It is so loud, it is about to drive me crazy. And I will tell you that that person came later and they said, I am so sorry. They did not realize that we were showing tremendous restraint with the sound system. It wasn't until they had visited some other places that they said, wow, it is not nearly as loud at Merit Assembly of God as what I thought it was. And so I want to tell you that sometimes our perception has to do with our personal preference rather than the dictates of what God's word has to say. So I want you to know it's God's house. So if this person had come from a community where they worshiped Baal, but they had joined themselves to God, they weren't going to be allowed to bring Baal worship into God's house. God wasn't going to permit it. Baal worship involved a foreign an idolatrous altar. It involved demon worship. A lot of times it involved child sacrifice for some of the idols that they worship, like Molech. People would actually sacrifice their children, much like abortion takes place today. It's more about convenience than it is about realizing what a tremendous gift from God has been placed. And there was also immorality associated with these other things. There were temple prostitutes and things like that. Immorality has no place in God's house, any form on the spectrum. So there are people who are welcomed in God's house because it's God's house, and He wants all to come to repentance. He doesn't want any to perish. He wants all to have everlasting life. So, excuse me, the next group says, nor let the eunuch say, here I am a dry tree, for thus says the Lord to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath. and choose what pleases me, hold fast my covenant. Even to them I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name. Better than that of sons and daughters, I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. A eunuch was a person who did not possess the ability to have children, did not have the relationships to have children. They had been set aside specifically for service to God. And a lot of times people would, females like Sarah, they were looked down upon if they had not had children in those societies. And so God says, do not let the people who have not been able to have children, do not let them say that they are not a functioning, fruitful member of the body of Christ. Do not let them think that they're not valuable to God, because there are many things that you can give that are kingdom beneficial, kingdom growing, other than just children. Okay? Children are a wonderful gift from God, but he said, you know what these people do? They keep my Sabbath. Okay? So let me just touch on this. The Sabbath is not your day off. It's God's day of rest. It's God's day of honor, and he commands us to worship and to rest on his day. Okay, so let me tell you, this is one of those areas where God in 2020 has been specifically dealing with me. Now, I work every Sunday, so I've got to find a different day of rest. And if I'm not careful, because a body in motion tends to stay in motion, I tend to keep going. And many times I would ignore my rest. I would there have been many years gone by that I had vacations and stuff like that. And God said, look, these people are not invaluable or worthless members of the kingdom of God. They choose to honor me. They are the obedient ones. I long for everybody to do what they do, and that is to obey my Sabbath. Okay? And choose what pleases me. Okay? So you and I, we have got to have the right attitude. We've got to make the right choices. Everybody makes choices every day. This life is primarily a life of choices. You either choose wisely or you choose foolishly. A lot of times people choose the urgent over the eternal. It doesn't mean that they're mutually exclusive, and that, I mean, there are times when you've got to be prepared, you know, like if the building is on fire, you can't say, well, you know what, I haven't read my 10 chapters in the Bible yet. It's time for you to get out of the building. It just is. And so you and I, we've got to make choices. And most of the choices have to do with our time. Most of the choices have to do with our resources and our lifestyle. And God says, these people, don't let them belittle themselves, discourage themselves, because in actuality, they choose not what pleases themselves, they choose what pleases me. So let's make better choices. It also goes on and it says, and they hold fast my covenant. Now, we've just gotten through with a book studying covenant. And I will tell you that I believe it would be beneficial for every person in the kingdom of God to understand what covenant is, because covenant is not just a contract. A contract says this is what this person is obligated to do. And if they don't, then the contract is null and void. And they're looking for, a lot of times there's those contracts are mutual, or they're self-interest contracts, self-preserving contracts. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, then this is the remuneration that you're going to give to me. A covenant walks and says, it is in our best interest to do this together. So God is longing for us to walk in covenant with Him because it's the best quality of life that we can lead. He says, these people hold fast my covenant, and I'm going to give in, even to them, I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name. I want you to know something today. God has a place for you in the body of Christ. He does. You say, well, you don't know what I've done, but I know what He's done. I know He went to the cross and shed His blood so that your sins could be forgiven and you could be clothed with the robes of righteousness. I know what He's done. He took away your sin. He also takes away your shame, but He positions you for a place. One of the things that is described in the New Testament is pillars of righteousness. That's not describing construction, that's describing people. And I want you to know that God has a place for you, no matter where you've come from, no matter how hopeless you might feel right now. Understand this, if you will say, God, I choose you. I choose you. I don't know what all I've got to offer you, but I'm going to offer you my very best. I'm going to choose what pleases you, and I am going to walk in obedience to your commands. And God says, I've got a place prepared just for you. Get ready to experience the very destiny you were created for. You were created for God's house. God bless you. You have a wonderful weekend. We hope to see you at church. If not, we will see you here on the Refresh Radio program Monday morning. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Beginning.